Good afternoon, Dr. Schmidt. Dictating a six-minute walk test on Beverly Brown. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 10/5/23, Mrs. Brown performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 100%, period. The patient achieved 385 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period. No paragraph impression. Mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next six-minute walk test on Richard Brown. This goes to Jonah Carnahan on 10/5/23. Mr. Brown performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, your room air saturation was 98%, period. The patient achieved 379 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 94%, period. No paragraph impression. Mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, six-minute walk test on Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Ferro, F-E-R-R-O. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 10/5/23, Mrs. Ferro performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 98%, period. Patient walked 317 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 94%, period. No paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Howard Gibson. This goes to Dr. Portis. On 10/5/23, Mr. Gibson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there was a severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study data, 3/23/23, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Gossett. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn and to Dr. Timothy Winslow. On 10/5/23, Mr. Gossett performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 6/1/23. There's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Susan Confer. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 10/5/23, Mrs. Confer performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 3/8/23. There's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Tom Daniels. This goes to Dr. Asbury. On 10/5/23, Mr. Daniels performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study date of 4/12/23. There's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Carol, C-A-R-Y-L, Portney, P-O-R-T-N-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 10/5/23, Mrs. Portney performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/19/23, there's been deterioration in flow rates, period, no paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing some progression. Thank you.